So just carrying on with the breath, if you've taken up the breath as a meditation subject, just keep on with it. If you, find yourself very, very drowsy or something like that, then you can switch the topic. Remember, each of you are individuals and you need to respond to how you're feeling at the time. So breath is a very tranquil, serene type of meditation. And if you're running out of energy or very sleepy, then you need to revive yourself with a change of pace, something to restore energy, and sometimes maybe to use the imagination and memory to bring up images of that warm your heart, or other types of energy meditations are actually the awareness of the shortness of life and the uncertainty of it as well, that things are going by and we're inevitably heading for the great beyond, wherever that is. Who knows what that is? And we don't really have a lot of time, because it's not like it's guaranteed how long things are going to last. So it's that sense of that we're under a time constraint in life and we better get on with it. And what is it we want to get on with? It's like a determination, a commitment to saying, like, I don't want to feel that I, when I come to the end of this, that I never actually got going, that I never lived. And when, you know, the beautiful emotions are when you feel truly alive, that you, it was all worthwhile, that you're grateful for the experience. So you need more of those. So urgency and awareness of the inevitability of mortality is a great waker-upper. It contributes to your energy and your awareness. So if you are a little on the sluggish side or anything, those are the topics to give you a sense of urgency and energy. And but if you are enjoying the serenity of the breath meditation, just continue with that. As long as you have good energy and the mind is becoming more and more serene and still, then just continue with it. Yeah. But this is understanding the techniques to apply to each situation. And we have these excessive agitation or energy, that the breath brings that down. Excessive thinking and discursive activity, the breath brings that down. When we have low energy, sleepiness, we need a sense of urgency to stir up energy. So these are just understanding how to skillfully use these two. You know. So that's for this morning. I don't want to overload you with information, but assess yourself, ask yourself, where am I on the spectrum of towards excessive thinking or agitation, or am I into the low energy? So if it's low energy, I need to come up. If it's high energy, I need to come down. You make your wisdom choice, knowing yourself, and then commit to that for the next period of time. So we have another, just about a half an hour for meditation, and then the lunch period will be available.